بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن البساط في المسجد والأمر بإزالة منه إذا وجد فيه والأمر بتنزيه المسجد عن الأقذار. This is the next chapter, and this is with regard to the prohibition of spitting in the masjid and the command to remove saliva if it is found there, and the command to keep the masjid clean of impurities. This is a very important aspect also, that alhamdulillah generally in our country, generally in the world, masajid are kept clean. This is very important. However, this hadith refers to those old times, and today also in rural areas, jungle areas, mountainous areas where Muslims are found in their masajid, masjids are not like ours. The floor is not plastered, cemented, it is just sand, that is all. And many places there is even a proper wall or anything on that masjid. It's just that ground that is dedicated, made waqf for masjid, that becomes a masjid. So in such places, and usually in these jungle areas, people, their mannerism is different from ours also. So like in the olden days also, they should spit in the masjid also, which is of course a very, very bad thing. But what to do when that happens? وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال البساق في المسجد خطيئة. To spit in the masjid, this is a sin. You must respect the masjid. The masjid is not a place where a person spits, etc. This does not really, inshallah, apply to us today. But very sadly, we still find, sometimes to the extent we find nails. People cut their nails or break their nails in the masjid. You find this in the masjid. People who got athlete's feet or who have got other skin disease, and it itches them, they scratch. And that residue of it that is lying around in the masjid, this is very bad. We should not dirty the masjid in any way whatsoever. And in fact, what is very important, almost always we'll find a small piece of paper, tissue, something, hair, beard hair, whatever lying, we should try and pick this up, as we'll read a hadith that a person who picks up, who removes dirt from the masjid, Allah builds a palace for him in Jannat. So we should always keep this in mind, the cleanliness, and wherever we can pick up this. It is very sad that when we come to the masjid, we see these things, but we just bypass it. 100, 200 people will walk past it, we don't pick it up. But the footpath of our house, if there is some dirt lying, immediately we'll remove it. There we clean it. More than we keep our houses clean, the masjid, the house of Allah, should be kept clean. وَكَفَّارَتُهَا دَفْنُهَا. Spitting in the masjid is a sin, and the expiation, that is the kafara, to remove that sin, is to bury it. This means that the command to bury it beneath the soil will apply if the floor of the masjid is of soil, if it hasn't been plastered, etc., sand or something similar. According to some ulama, burying means to remove it from the masjid. When the masjid is cemented, there it should be removed. However, if the masjid floor is cemented or plastered, and a person rubs it with tissue or something else, as many ignorant people do, then this does not entail burying it. So if it is just rubbing it, there it doesn't mean it's burying it. It means to remove it. Like many cleaners also, they will keep on sweeping, and the dirt which they have swept, they sweep there, they won't pick it up. They sweep it further, and then dirt is the place more, and more work for them also. A reasonable amount area, if they sweep and they pick up the dirt, is much less work. But they'll sweep, for example, the whole section, and then collect all the dirt in one place, so that they are doubling, tripling, manifold, they are increasing their work, and they are spreading the dirt more. One who does so, then this does not bury. Instead, it increases the sin and spreads the filth in the masjid. One who does so should then wipe it with his cloth, hand or something else, or he should wash it off. At one time we were at Surat station, and outside the station ticket office, there was some feces lying, whether it was of an animal, dog, cat or something. The cleaner started sweeping it and dirtying the whole place, whereas that should be picked up there and there where it is. And then you don't spread the dirt. So cleaning, it's also a process to be learned. It isn't just sweeping all the time. If there's some water, etc., that has spilled milk, and you start sweeping it, you're going to mess the whole place. If you just clean that particular place, you do much more less work, and the cleaning gets done. Many other hadith also encourage the removal of such impurities from the masjid. In one such hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah builds a home in Jannat for one who removes filth from the masjid. This also we should try and do. Wherever we see pieces of something, always we will notice it falls. It just happens. But we should try and pick it up. And with this in mind, that Allah builds a palace for us in Jannat. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى في جدار القبلة مخاطا. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw some mucus, or buzaqan, or it was spit, saliva, or nukhatan, or film, fahakkahu. Then he, Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, himself scraped it off. Yeah, we don't have that position, hopefully, but we know in other places where people eat paan, and they spit almost any and everywhere, and they mess up the place completely. Sometimes even in the masjid, like here in this case, first the Arabs also, before they were tutored and trained by Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were also like that. So Nabiyya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself cleaned it. When a person likes to keep himself clean and his home clean of filth, it is only right that he would keep the house of Allah Ta'ala even more cleaner. Some narrations mention that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to personally clean the masjid with a branch of a palm tree as a broom. Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can't imagine it, but Allah's Nabi, the greatest of creation after Allah Ta'ala, he himself used to clean the masjid, and he would even sweep the masjid. This teaches us the great humility of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we should try and emulate. We also should try and do that. So wherever we see little dirt, instead of speaking bad of the mutawallis or the cleaner of the masjid, just pick it up ourselves. Wherever we walk, if we see some dirt lying, this is our habit. 100, 200, 500 people will walk past it, but we don't pick it up. We should try and pick it up. Also, in the manaqib, the good qualities of Imam Bukhari, rahmatullah alayhi, is written that this was one of his great features and qualities, that he should pick up any dirt from the masjid, what he noticed. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن هذه المساجد لا تصلح لشيء من هذا البول. النبي الكريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said that these masajid, it is not proper, it is not right that a person urinates in them. ولا القذر, and also that any other filth must be put into the masjid. And we should try and keep our town also clean, our areas that we live also, outside our house. Many people, they take their dirt and they go and dump it in front of somebody else's house. This is also, unfortunately, till today, this is a common thing. And the municipality and the people who are in this field, they have a problem with this. People just dump their things wherever, throwing out things from the car, the can, a cold drink can, or wrappers of sweets or something. This unfortunately is still a common thing. That is not the quality of a believer at all. A believer keeps his places clean, not dirty. إِنَّمَا هِيَ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Masjids are for the dhikr of Allah وَقِرَاءَةِ الْقُرْآنِ, for Quran Sharif recitation and for namaz, etc. Allah Ta'ala particularly commands that Haram Sharif, in the Quran Sharif, Allah says, keep it clean. And today, alhamdulillah, is the time that we see exceptional due is given to the cleanliness of the Haramain Sharifain. There was a time earlier in the 70s when it was not like that. But today, the last corner you can think that must be clean, they clean that also and regularly. This hadith here was said with regard to a Bedouin who urinated in the masjid. He didn't know. He was from the outside. He was a Bedouin, a villager, and he came and he urinated in the masjid. Now, and then the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum wanted to immediately stop him. They couldn't tolerate it. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see the great psychology of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. He told, no, let him finish his work. Just imagine, Allah's Nabi is allowing it in the masjid. Because if you're going to stop him halfway, it will impair his health. And psychologically, he will be very, very upset and disturbed. After that, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now take a bucket of water and clean it. Make it park now. And that sahabi was, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called him and explained him these words, that these masajid are clean places. They for ibadat, for zikr of Allah, for tilawat of Quran. They are not meant for all this dirt and filth. He was so impressed with this that now he realized I did such a terrible thing. But he says, ma darabani, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't hit me. Ma zajarani, he didn't shout at me. Ma shatamani, he didn't swear at me. What good akhlaq and character. He went to his village and he converted all those people to Islam also. So this is how Islam spread, with good character. Today we see somebody doing something wrong, how we shout at the person. Even our children, the correct way is we sit nicely with them, we explain them with love and kindness. It will take much more longer for them. Instead of giving them a slap or just shouting at them, that doesn't have the required effect. So this is how we are trained, to train people who are under us. Ulama have stated that it is compulsory to remove all forms of impurity, such as urine, feces and blood from the masajid. Thus, it also applies sometimes person has got varicose veins and it bursts in the masjid. And then that should be cleaned out as soon as possible. This also we see in the Haramain Sharifain, that wherever something like this happen, a child messes or a very old person, unfortunately, he cannot control his bowels, etc., he messes, immediately they cordon off that area and clean it out, immediately. They've got a task group just set out for that. Wherever this is found, they clean it. So masjid, all our masajid, especially, they are more greater than our own homes, and they should be kept clean and proper. This also applies, we ourselves, we should have our proper bath, the body shouldn't be giving off a stench. Also our clothes we should change regularly, it shouldn't give off a stench. Some people find it sometimes difficult to stand next to a person when the smell comes off from the body, etc. And in fact we are ordered to use attar when we come to the masjid. Ittar. So that is, we give a nice smell to the masjid. Feces and blood, as well as substances such as mucus, phlegm. Today, like for example, in autumn season, winter season, when everything is dry, and then the grass, the pieces of grass blows everywhere also. It comes onto our shoes, etc. It comes onto our clothes, and then this falls in the masjid. So wherever we can, wherever it is possible, pick up the little pieces and then deposit it where it should be deposited. May Allah give us tawfiq.